We are not here to encourage each other about the religion. We are here because Christ has made us together so that we should worship and exalt Him.
Siri pano kurimbikisana munga management bedzo zvimachitira kunena kuti identity zvibemverani zvisongana tsikula kuti ai koma kuti tiri pano kurimbikisana kana kuti timasongana kusongana uku kufanana kuti kuku mwini amene ana ripanga ifunga kuti kumane mwaiye.
That's why we don't have any business with the campaigning of how the church should grow, how things should be. We never compare. I remember the preamble time when I was in the Pentecostal. Senior leaders were recording us so that we should have a caucus and talk. What do we do so that our church should grow, should not try in number? I remember some of the things that people were tampering in, where we need to be sharing clothes to the poor, even buying bread scones and give to the poor so that we might catch them.
Nimakumbukira zvine zvimene zvimakhara kufuna kupanga zvimene zvozvo makamaka zvomwana pakambira kunera kuti ai timafunika kuona kuti bhizinesi kumagava zvovhara kaya chimanga kumafikira zvovhutika kumapasaichioneka chinguva kori hamire papfupi.
And again, I remember we were talking about if you want to catch fish, big fish, think about big. If you want small fish, think about small. So we did all what matters most. We did it so that we should catch both the big and the small fish. The big fishes, we're talking about people who are of high rank, who are working in departments with high offices. We need to target them so that they should come. So it was the church based on the minds of the people.
Ndiro zvansomba ikuru imene malangiro mhemene dzimalangiro dzanhu amene ndiadindo amene ndiogura nzvimbo dzaboma anhu amene ndiandu amaudindo ndiyeno kuti kusungo umene kazikiwawa.
And we were glad to see those we planned to, if they have come, and suddenly they have come to start meeting with us. It's when we became glad.
Akangoera kwambiri tikamaona kadzi timaringanja zvaiyo kuti akakoza kubwira anthu awawa akabwera mira jakuyamba kusongana nafe pamene timabva chimwe mwe.
We were not knowing that we are basing our foundation on business.
Kumana chomwe simaziya kuti kunena kuti tikuita maziko athu pamene pamene posa kuzvinga.
And any base without base is baseless.
Ndipo makhadziko aliwonse achindipopanda maziko enyeni chinthu chinthopanda pake.
Anything that you discuss, that you meet with, that you talk, that you agree, without the Lord as the foundation, is but regional and it's business.
Chiri chose chimene mukhoza kukhala pansi ndikulingalira za chimene chocho chimene mukhoza uchichita mu dzina la chipembedzo popanda mzimu wa Mulungu chimene chocho chimakhala chipanda maziko chosakhazikika.
So the good foundation starts with Jesus and ends with Jesus.
Maziko enieni abwino amayamba ndi Kristu ndipo amalizikanso ndi Yesu Kristu.
That's why the Bible says he's the author and the finisher.
He's
the Alpha and the Omega. He is our everything.
He is our everything.
For being the foundation of the church, he is deserving to be worshipped and exalted because he is the owner of the church.
When
Apostle Paul and all the apostles came, they established their message, gospel, doctrine, but only the foundation that has been already laid, that is Christ Jesus.
Even
if we have this congregation elsewhere, but if it is not the Lord who established that congregation is but a religion and it is very demonized. Somehow that it comes from God to take us to himself so that we might see him and with its beauty and start exalting and worshiping and magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ, the crucified one.
That's
why last week I was preaching from about the law of angels.
Whereby somebody sang a song,
"Let angels crept for me, let me hide myself in me. Ladder, water, and blood flows from me." And you can see the blessedness of that song whereby it says, "The lock of edges crept for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy living side which flows, be of sin the double cure, praise me from its curing and power."
Nebukoza kuona mmene olemba nyimbo imanvekera nyimbo mmene madachita kunena kuti akuti tangeronga mbika tu kuti bisale momwemo madzi ndipo mwaziwo zotukuka mtidimo zinditsuke mumtima muoko macho zindiimbikise.
The question might be why the law was to be empty.
Mama kusika kumalira kuti ndikuswa yani tangeronga napfunika kuti ndingandiku.
It was not by mistake for the rock to be broken. God made it clear that let the rock be broken by the rod that would be struck by Aaron and Moses, so that the scriptures should prophesy the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and with his death on the cross.
The blacking
of the lock was the blacking of his body.
The
coming forth of water from the lock was the body of the church while Christ was dying on the cross. The coming out of water was the coming out. Out of water from the lock was the coming of blood and water from within the body of Jesus Christ because it has been broken.
And another
interesting thing is that Christ before he came to the point that the soldiers might piece his side, he already broke his body and gave to the disciples. Why though the time of crucifixion is not yet fixed? Descendants of Abraham, the Israelites, has been doing in the Passover all these years, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The physical birth of our Lord Jesus Christ makes him Christ to be going with his talents to the place of worshiping and having that Passover before the time comes of his ministerial. He grows while doing the Passover physically. But when it came to the point whereby all the scriptures to be fulfilled, Bible says Christ made the Passover, but it was now Holy Communion with the disciples. And the Holy Communion was instituted by Jesus Christ to replace the Passover that was instituted by Moses in Egypt. Which means the Holy Communion was the fulfillment of the Passover. And during the Holy Communion, the Bible says, Christ took the bread and broke it. He blessed it himself. He blessed the Holy Communion and kept the people, the disciples in the house. And another blessed thing was that the body of Christ Jesus was not given to everybody. It was only given to those that were in the house. Picturizing the salvation that is given to the elect only. This fully shows that whomsoever was not in the house didn't eat from what was within. So the food, the body, the blood was only for the witheners. Salvation is but of grace. And the grace of God is given only to those that are in the house, not everybody. It is for the elect only, not for everybody. Even if somebody can come and tamper things of grace, it never makes him to be of grace. When Christ was in the Garden of
Gethsemane,
he prayed, and the people came and vexed him. Whatever happened was only to fulfill what the scriptures has already said, but Christ himself has already taken his body and surrendered to the people.
And who?
Why Christ gave his body to the disciples? Again, it's a picture that salvation is a gift given freely by the giver.
Even
Christ just took the blood and put outside and said, whosoever wants to have that blood can come and break his part, and then salvation would have been a choice of a man.
But
he took the people smartly and were in the house, very smart, on their chairs, taking the food without anything that would have disturbed them. They ate freely in a good place with their peace in mind. Which means salvation is freely given to the elect, and those that are the elect will take it in a smart way, will be given in a smart way without anything that can disturb them.
We
never disturb the salvation. Nobody can come by our way or their way and disturb the salvation that has been given to them that God elects.
It
is given smartly and it is for the smart people. And another thing, they were eating while clothed, while bathed, they were clean. Which means they were not working. It's Christ who was doing the work. So they just sit there with the right mind, clothed him, and start eating from the Lord. This is a symbol of how salvation is given to the
elect.
And it's how we can see that this one has received this gospel or that not.
Because
when Because whosoever received this gospel, number one, it is to sit down.
Sit down is
a symbol or a picture of blessing. Which means you never wake again. Christ has done the work of God, has done the way of serving you. Number two, they were clothed. Which means the
lusciousness
of God, was upon them. Because when Adam sinned against God, the thing that was seen was nakedness. And when
the
nakedness was upon them, is when they started sewing fig
leaves.
Because they were clothed, they were covered. Number three, they were in
a
right mind, had right mind. Which means Christ gave them peace. If you are of the Lord, the peace of the Lord will be upon you. Nothing will disturb you. That's why Apostle Paul says, what can separate us from the love of God?
If I get into my power, and I'm from my way, I would go to you because of the other side.
He can't find many things that manages to separate those that are not the elect from the love of God.
The Amalangula doesn't do Zambi, because of the other side, you are many and Joseph and Kibo Nimurungu, but you go to Jabulung.
But at the end of the day, he concluded by saying, all these things, nothing can separate us from the love of God. If you are the loved one, nothing will snatch you from the hand of the Master. If you are the elect, nothing can disturb you to God
to hero.
All those things that are good are planned and designed for the elected sinners. And in its due time, they will have those because it's the Lord who purposes. When I say good things, I'm not saying getting employed, having the business, whatever. It's not. But I'm saying to be in the plan and will of God, in whatever the Lord purposes, being that. That's why when we go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 1 through 7, says,
if I get a way, Mugula, Exodus 17, verse 1 through 7, but we're not
good. He's speaking about the water from the rock. Number one, all the congregation of the children of Israel journeyed from the wilderness of Sin after their journeys according to the commandment of the Lord and pitched in Laphim, and there was no water for the people to drink. Here the major reason of shifting or of moving up and down was in the midst of the service according to the commandments of the Lord.
Jero abakwa mukamaona kukava sika kana kusunda kuone kuti ndo ndine mene kumene zvina chikira kutendera monga mukula munga kwa Mulungu.
God commanded them to the wilderness, from the wilderness into the wilderness.
Nge Mulungu ndo anawala mulira ndikwacho kuenda kwacho kutuluka muchi ane chikumbu anobva kusika kuchikumbu.
From the wilderness into the wilderness.
Jeno Mulungu anawatsogorera anthu awa ndikwala murira kuchoka muchipulu china kupita muchipululu. Mulungu anawatsogorera anthu awa kwala murira kuti atuluke muchipululu china kukalowa muchipululu china.
Because the Bible says there was a pillar of fire and the clouds during the day.
Ano malemba kulankhula mosimbika bwino kunena kuti panali mtambo umene unali kuwatsogorera masana. Kumaso usiku vanali sakalira modo kapena kuti modo njo umire kuna wasogorera usiku kuenda kutuluka mchipululu china kukafika so kuchipululu chinacho.
Which means God directed them to the wilderness where there was more water.
Kudanira uzadu kuti ndi Mulungu mwini amene anachita kuwatsogorera anthu kuti akafika kuchipululu kumene kunalibe madzi.
And they were there in the wilderness.
Ndipo akali mchipululu mmene momo.
The stepping, the test, the whatever that was in the wilderness, it was the plan of God for them to meet it.
Chirichu bali bonse pamene iwo anali kuponda ndi kufika inalitu anali makonzedwe a Mulungu yekha amene anawazogolera kuti afikepo.
Because even to his dear son, Isaiah 53 verse 10, said, for it was pleased God to bless him. It was the will of God to let things come upon those that are his.
Chifuwa ruka kare nikamaona pa mwana wake Yesu Kristo wokondedwayo mawa Mulungu akulankhula bwino kubula Isaiah 53 verse yake ya 10 kuti kunachita kumukomera Yehova kunakondeza Yehova kumutunduza kumusautsa mwana wake momwe monso zimachita kutengera kutonda kukondera Mulungu mwini kuti anthu awa kukani ndi zimene atakumana nazo.
Wherefore the people did shoot with Moses and said, give us water that we might drink. And Moses said unto them, what should ye with me? Wherefore did ye tempt the Lord?
Pamenepo anthu anatsutsana ndi Mose nati tipase madzi imweyo. Koma Mose ananena nawo, mutsutsana nane bwanji? Muyeseranji Yehova?
So the people fight against Moses without knowing that this was the plan of God for them to have thirst and to have that wilderness that is full of dryness. They were speaking that way, doing whatever they thought, because they were not knowing the mind of
God.
If we don't know the mind of God, we'll never, never know the will of God.
But when it pleased
God to reveal Christ in us, then it's when we see that God is a sovereignty and does whatever pleases him.
Kumanga kuda mkomera Mulungu mwini kuti atizindikirise ifeyo achifunuza cha Mulungu. Mpamene tizaziwe kuti Mulungu ndi wamphamvu yose ndi wolamulira ndipo iyeyo amachita chimene chimkomera.
The going into the wilderness was the finding of the rock where there was water already waiting for them to drink from it.
Kuringa chokapitira mchipululu ichocho chinali choti akafike patanthwe limene tanthwero linali litasunga madzi mkati mwake lonena kuti anthu awamwe.
God allows the situations that we meet in life so that it draws us to him and see the beauty of Lord Jesus Christ and exalt him.
Mulungu amalola nyengo zonse zimene tikukuma nazo kunena kuti zikhale zotithandiza kuti tifunira kuti tione Mulungu mwini wake ndikukakumana ndi Kristu Yesu amene ndiye mpulumusi.
That's why Apostle Paul says in all things just give thanks because it is the will of God through Christ to us. But to give thanks to God, again, it comes from Him. Nobody can manage to thank God if it is not God who purposed it that you manage to see Him as worthy to be thanked.
As
we are concluding the message of today, it was God who led the people into the wilderness. Because He knows that in the wilderness there was a lot of waiting for the people. But there is no meeting with the rock without the first to come. The more first came, the more closer to the rock were they. But when they were closing to the lock, the more they were having thirst, the more they revealed themselves of what was within them. They started cheering against Moses.
It
was only when he praised God to reveal Christ to them, then they see that this is but Christ Jesus. Christ was hidden in the wilderness. They were not knowing that in the wilderness there is Christ hidden.
It is
God who directed them, draws them to the wilderness where there was a lock so that Christ should be revealed to them.
Which
are preaching this gospel, we preach this gospel so that the gospel itself should campaign for itself and draws those that are His to Himself so that they might see His beauty.
We have
been saved by grace and grace alone. That's why somebody sang the song Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. That same heretic sinner such as is me, a chief sinner. The blind that sees, I was blind, I'm a blind, but because of this grace, God has made it possible to open my ears and eyes.
Yep.
The lost found. I'm a sheep that manages just to get lost. I just lost my soul. I can never come back. But when it praised God to reveal Christ in me, it's when He came where I was lost in that deep mire and picked me by His shoulder into the fold. And now I'm listening, and I sing Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound.
What I know, I do what the Zega in it, and I didn't cause a aiga imene sini kana kuzipo kumukombeka maloma ke ndamira mumadombe koma zvinenge kutongera iye ndiko ndayo amina na ndirondola ine mumadombe mu ndikundivhura kuti musamba mene momo kuti sopano kukodzo kana nakungondwera ndikuimba nyimbo ndikusangara na chipaye chipo ichi chachisomo chimene cha munhu musitambo wanga.
Let us look to God in prayer as we are closing this time of worship. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon here, but morning other side. Thank you for making it possible that we meet together and celebrate the death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless us, protect us, and help us understand your will. Help us see Christ in the scriptures. We understand. If it is not the Lord who revealed Christ in us, we'll get lost and we'll never return back. Because we can never manage to turn back to you, O God. If it is not you who manages it, to search for us and pick us by your shoulders into the house. Bless us so that we may see you, our Father, and we will learn to worship and exalt your Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and salvation, our Redeemer and Lord. We pray for whomsoever was from the Lord hearing from the Lord, even Father, the one who just to hear it from the internet, bless them, and so that they might hear Christ and him crucified without compromise. We pray even our dear brother whom is expecting to be preaching in French, bless him, protect him according to your bless, so that he might preach Christ and him crucified without compromise. It is in the name of Jesus that we bless him, worship and exalt. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.